We often hear of invasive new species of plants and animals arriving in Switzerland from countries perhaps on the other side of the world and thriving here to the detriment of the local flora and fauna. The Asian tiger mosquito, which carries some dangerous fevers, is already present in the southern canton of Ticino and is expected to spread north at some point. The giant hogweed, a plant which can burn the skin, is already present all over the country. That's just two examples out of several hundred. Invaders can compete with native species, destroy the local environment in different ways, and pose risks to human, animal, and plant health. While some are introduced deliberately, others sneak their way in. And that's the case of the Asian long-horned beetle, a pest native to China and some other Asian countries, which in the past few years has made its way to both Europe and the United States. It attacks a wide range of broadleaf tree species, laying its eggs in the bark, from where the larvae burrow deep into the heart. A heavy infestation will kill the tree within a few years. They're already present in all of Switzerland's neighbours, mainly transported in wood packaging used for imported Chinese granite. And this week it was announced that larvae were found in a consignment arriving in one of Basel's ports, where barges bring heavy goods up the Rhine from the Netherlands. And that's where the dogs came in. They'd been brought from Austria. I spoke to Uta Hoye-Tomicek, an insect specialist from the Austrian Federal Research Centre for Forests in Vienna, who developed the training programme, and I asked her what kind of dog she uses.
The best will be at 1.5, 2, 3 years to start with this training.
And what kind of dogs are they? What breed of dog?
We prefer dogs which were used for hunting, because these races normally are breed it for long periods and many generations for a good nose, because also hunting dogs need a very good nose.
And does it also depend on the character of the dog? Are some dogs good at it and other dogs not so good?
It depends, of course, of the individual dog, because not every dog is interested in this scent. They have to like this scent, because the work has to make fun and they have to enjoy in this work. If you will push the dog to work on that, it will not be successful. For example, we are now working in Switzerland 10 days, and this is a very exhausting work. And if the dogs were not loving this work, they would stop after a few days.
The first dog started training in 2009. Basic training takes 10 to 12 weeks, done in two modules of 1 week, with a two-month break in between for them to assimilate what they've learned so far. After their initial training, it's important for them to go on gaining experience to be able to cope with all possible situations. And it takes about 18 months before they're regarded as fully trained. They're used not only to sniff out packaging, but also on growing trees. Martin Büchel of Switzerland's Environment Office described to me, on a not very good line, I'm afraid, how they behave.
Dogs in action are really impressive to observe. They sniff better, I would say, than our eyes can see. They sniff the nose on the tree. They can sniff till, I would say, 6 meters in the high.
So how do you know that they found something?
The dog barks or sits down and looks in the eyes of the trainee and so on. There are different possibilities.
The programme developed in Austria by Dr. Hoye-Tomicek and her colleague Gabriela Zausing was the first in the world. They've now started taking it to other countries in Europe, and the first dog started training in the US a year ago. So what about Switzerland?
We educated also 5 dogs for Switzerland, which have passed the first course in April in Austria, and they will take part in the second course in beginning of July, also in Austria, and after that they have to be trained by their own, and maybe we will give them a further training course. So maybe in the end of the year and with the start of the next year, Switzerland will have 5 dogs which are also able to work on that.
So far, the dogs have found 7 larvae and no adult beetles. As for other pests, Dr. Hoye-Tomicek is working on those too, but she told me plans were not yet far enough advanced for her to be able to say more.